What's going on, guys? It's the Boss Man here, and we are here on the Boss Man Prophecies, and I am extremely excited to have these guys in the house right now. We have the one, the only, Johnny Cannabis.
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
And we have Remix over here.
Hey.
Yeah, guys, man. We're going to, you know, talk a little bit about this huge event coming up on 420.
Yeah.
And it fun. And it starts at 420. That's amazing. I love it.
How ironic.
Yeah. So just to kind of give everyone a rundown, I'm Johnny Cannabis with OhioCannabis.com. We're putting a 420 festival and farmer's market on here at Kim Tam. It's going to be an incredible show. We have a lot of entertainment lined up for everyone. We have Dark Side of the Moon as the headliner. They're going to be doing a laser show. We have the Amazing Giants, who are a circus act. We're going to have stilt walkers and contortion, jugglers and aerial. We have Untamed Flames as fire breathers and LED dancers throughout the whole park. We're also going to have some special appearances. We have the 420 Pinups, which Remix here is representing, and also Mama Wolf, and Remix is also an ambassador for her. Mama Wolf is Yellow Wolf's mother, and she's launching her cannabis brand here at the 420 Festival and Farmers Market. She's going to take that nationwide, and we're really excited to help her launch that. So, we'd love to talk about more, and especially what the, you know, what the 420 Pinups have been up to, and I think everyone's going to be really excited for them.
Listen, this is, I mean, this is like a circus event. I mean, we have fire breathers. I mean, that is too cool. Contortionists.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this thing, man.
Yeah, you know, and it was just cool stuff I'm into. I'm into the weird cool stuff.
It's Ohio. It's weird Ohio. That's what we are.
Same wavelength, I'm telling you. I'm definitely, he's contortionist. I love to get him up there on the high dive.
They can do some crazy dives. That'd be cool. But, we're really excited to bring this. This is going to be the first festival and farmer's market, but this will be our third farmer's market. So we launched these in Cleveland in February. We just did one in Circleville a couple weeks ago. And then we'll be here in Kim Tam Park in April. And then we're going to take them throughout the rest of the state the rest of the year. We're going to go to Cincinnati in May. We're going to be in Lima in June. Then we'll be back to Cleveland in July and keep running that circuit throughout Ohio, taking the show on the road. We're bringing the real cannabis community together. That is the culture of home grow. Everyone is super excited to finally be able to grow their own cannabis. Working with the plant is such an amazing experience. So we're bringing the community together. Vendors are offering genetics through seeds and clones. We're going to have demo classes showing you how to get started growing your own. And we're going to go over the rules and regulations so you know what you're legally allowed to do. And then you're going to get introduced to, you know, people that have grown for several years and can help you get started on their own. This is a community-based thing, so we want everyone to just make friends and come hang out.
So you're actually having classes set up here and
That's one of the things that we've always done with these farmers markets is offer education for new growers to just see something for the first time or learn the initial process. We want you to see success early on so that you stick in this hobby because it's an amazing hobby. And if we can help you just get over, you know, that initial start of maybe not knowing how to do something or how to set up your environment with lighting or exhaust fans, we have just other people that are experienced. These are all home growers, and we're here to teach you guys how to do it.
Wow. How many vendors are you expecting?
So we had 75 at the last one. I think we're going to have probably 100 at this one.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's big.
Wow. I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be lined up all over the beautiful property. For those of you that haven't been to Kim Tam, as soon as you step on the property, you're going to know you're in the right spot because it's the Tuscarawas River runs through it. It's beautiful. He's got a big spring-fed pond. Unfortunately, I think it'll be too cold to swim then.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly.
But the weather should be good, so we're keeping our mind focused on good weather, and it's going to be a great time. You know, one of the special appearances that we are going to have, though, is the 420 Pinups and Mama Wolf, and I'd like to have Remix tell a little bit more about that and what's going to be going on, because they're going to be having a booth set up. They're going to have calendars and tell us some more.
Okay. Hey, I'm Remix, and I am the 420 Pinups Midwest chapter in charge person. I don't know what my title would be. But with 420 Pinups, we are a modeling group, which there's a bunch of beautiful women that we pose and we model for cannabis brands. We don't necessarily always have to do with models that use cannabis. We also work with the Powder Puff Pinups for the non-users, and that's okay. Our importance for this event is we're looking for new beautiful women to bring here in Ohio as part of the 420 Pinups. Considering we don't have very many, we are looking for them, and we are recruiting them. Alongside of that, we'll be selling some small push on some of our merch. Like Johnny said, we'll have some calendars, and myself and my other 420 pinup model, her name is Lightning Lane. She will be with me at the booth, and we have a small little giveaway basket that we'll be raffling off as well. Cool. So we'll have our sign up list for the ladies that want to sign up, learn more about the 420 pinups, and possibly shoot with us when we do our shoot fest here in Ohio. And that's with 420 pinups and Mama Wolf. I am her ambassador, which means I find her the places to set up shop, sell her merchandise, find new people to find out who she is. And if you're not a listener of Yellow Wolf, which a lot of people are, mm-hmm. You'll learn who she is. She's an amazing woman. She's got an amazing brand coming. She's in the cannabis industry for many years, and now she's launching off her Mama Wolf brand. And I got her coming here first to launch it off.
Yeah. Mama Wolf, she's from what, California area?
No, she is from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's going to be coming up, and that's going to be really cool. And this is her first spot for launching the brand. Other than online, she's got it online, but she's got it here in person. So that's going to be really exciting.
So I'm sure there's a lot of ladies out there that's listening, you know, that's interested. So just come find your booth.
Come find us. We'll be out on our feet in between. We'll have flyers. And if you don't see us at the booth, which one of us will be there no matter what, we'll be out there. Randomly, we might be like, hey, you're beautiful. You should come check us out at our booth. Learn about the 420 pinups. Come find out how you can model with us. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for new ladies. Regular ladies, cannabis ladies, just that'll want to learn, never modeled, has no experience. Even if you don't want this to be seen for the world, this can be for your eyes only. This can be for anything that you want it to be. We just want to bring new women onto this brand, and I think it'll be nice to have new women from Ohio.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I'd love to have you guys out on our bike nights. That would kind of go hand in hand.
Hey, considering that this is I'm closer to Akron. Most of our girls, and you know, these are all Columbus, Cincinnati based. A lot of our girls come from out of state. I want to showcase Ohio. Not just our land is beautiful, but we are beautiful. Our women are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everything here is, and we need to let it be known.
That would be cool to have a 420 pinup girl contest here for bike nights or, you know, whatever night.
Yeah. It would be really cool.
And I'd like to say that the 420 pinups, it's all female led, female photographers, female, you know, directors.
Sorry guys.
Yeah. No creepy guys taking your picture or anything. So you could be totally comfortable reaching out to them that it is all female led. The original starter of 420 pinups is Sunny.
Yeah, she'll be here actually in May. Okay. Down at Hell City. Yeah. That's a tattoo convention, the world's biggest tattoo festival convention. Yeah. It happens here in Columbus, and it's in May. Sunny will be here with the 420 pinups.
Yeah. And so she was a photographer for Suicide Girls originally, and then she broke off and did. She didn't break off. She just started the 420 pinups. She's still involved with them, but she is the photographer for the pinups.
She's our founder.
She's the founder.
Our main lady.
Yep. So again, it's all female led and run, and they have a lot of experience, and they do really cool stuff, and they do calendars, and you know, there's just a lot of different things that they do. Bike nights end up liking, you know, having models like that there. So definitely check it out.
We would have to talk some business together about that for sure. Yeah.
and then, you know, getting to Mama Wolf. So those that you don't know, Yellow Wolf he's a country rapper, from the South or from Alabama originally. He's pretty big. I mean, he's been big for a while. But she is, taking her show on the road. She's going to be going across country actually to launch her cannabis brand. So it's starting here in Ohio, but she's going to go all over the country. Yep. She's going to be popping up shop. She's got a really cool booth. I'm looking forward to her booth. Looks so cool. And she's just a good lady. She's going to be doing some really neat stuff. She wants you to come hang out at her booth. She said she's going to have some of her son's Whiskey Creek water for free shots at the booth.
Be careful.
Whiskey Creek water. That's a great name for that. Yeah.
So definitely go check her out. You know, we want to highlight these special things that are coming to Ohio and really coming into this cannabis culture, because it's the music and art and stuff like that are always been a part of cannabis culture, and we want to integrate that into these. And you know, it's going to be a fun time for everyone, and these are the lifestyle events that people have wanted for a long time. This is an outdoor event on private property, so you can smoke, which is huge. Everyone's super excited about that finally.
Combustion's legal now.
Yeah, right. Now you can smoke. You don't even have to vape. You could just smoke. We couldn't do the smoking indoors in Ohio. It's a $10,000 fine, and I'm just not having that. So we had to wait till
Weather's breaking.
Yeah, the weather's breaking. It's going to 420 is the perfect time to launch an outdoor smoke festival. And we have a lot of entertainment, as I went over, but we're also going to be doing fireworks at night. So the vendors will be set up, you know, basically from 4 o'clock on till 10 o'clock, and you'll be able to see what kind of genetics you need to get your home grow started. We're going to have the pavilion set up for demo classes. We have different presenters throughout the whole day going over rules and regulations or cloning and harvesting. So there's going to be a lot of really cool information before the band starts. I think once they get started, and it's going to probably drown out the classes.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's going to be a good time. Everyone's going to be here all night. There is camping available. So we do have some slots available for that, but they are kind of doing well for filling up. But if you're interested in staying overnight, it's going to be a fun time. Now, we do want to let everyone know that this is obviously a legal event. You can smoke. You can have up to 2.5 ounces on your person of flower. You can actually have 15 grams of concentrate on your person and be legal. I stress legal because we have been working with the local authorities on this event. Springfield Township Police and Fire have been fantastic to work with. I can't say anything but good about working with them. They've been very open to this event because I've been very transparent about everything we're doing here. They know that you have the legal right to now smoke on private property and have your own flower. So that's it. So, you know, everyone abides by the rules and regulations, and we're going to have a good time. But we do have security in place for, you know, just to kind of make sure, but it's a weed festival, you know. Yeah. I think we're going to be pretty chill.
I think it's going to be pretty chill and hungry.
By the way, we have Bob Tamber, you know, listen.
Yeah, that was the
where the guy I was that's go. Passed out over here by the tree. Mind your business.
He's fine. But yeah, no, the food is a big deal too. So, you know, we always want to make sure we have good food at these. Mm-hmm. At the regular farmers markets, I still have food trucks, but at this one, we're going to have even more. We have Bob's Smash Burgers.
We have Bob's. We are going to have Jimmy Ramirez smoking barbecue.
Awesome. I love barbecue.
Yeah, and his so baked good. Beans are ridiculous. My gosh. Have you ever had it?
Yeah, they were down at the Rib Fest.
He's supposed to come tomorrow.
Those beans.
I know, they're good. I told him to make me an extra plate of them.
Never thought I'd like any other baked beans other than like my family's recipe beans. Mine are good.
These are good.
But those are good too.
I love good barbecue. I can't wait.
Yeah, we also have Hunt's Brothers Pizza. Okay. They're going to be here. Yeah, we're going to pump those out, you know. So if you want a whole pizza.
You thought this out really well with a bunch of cannabis users.
Yeah, too. Listen, I know it. Every time I talk about it, I get hungry.
And we do have one other truck, Metro 45. They're a chicken truck.
Yeah.
They actually work with prisoners and try to rehabilitate people that are coming out of prison to learn how to cook.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, so good causes like that, we always like to feature and make sure, because it's important to take care of people when they're getting out of prison and trying to really do a good job of rehabilitating themselves and not getting back in there, because there's too many people in prison for a lot of reasons that they shouldn't be in there. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Johnny, you've been leading the way, you know, and I've seen your videos, you're testifying in front of at the state house. Yeah, that was cool, man.
Yeah. You know, I've been in cannabis for over 20 years at this point. I started growing about 15 years ago. And, then I launched OhioCannabis.com in 2016, whenever we got medical. I did a lot of videos and articles and interviews throughout the whole medical program. I put an event on at the Columbus Convention Center in 2017. So I've been really integrated, just trying to showcase what's been going on with the legalization and getting people information. Then COVID hit, all the events stopped. That was the thing. I would go to events, I would do interviews and man on the street type of stuff. And, once COVID hit and took away events, things kind of fizzled off for a little, went on the back burner. But with Home Grow, being a real grower, I'm here for growers and we want to help as many new growers get involved as possible. It's your legal right now. So as soon as Home Grow hit, I knew we were leading up to this. So I was prepared. I've been preparing probably my whole life like this, but specifically the
waiting
last
for year, the moment.
Yeah, this is my moment. I'm finally here. But the last year I've been really putting a lot of the work in to launch these, launched the first one in February and here we're now on our third one and, nothing but success so far.
Yeah. Pretty successful. They've been really good.
Thank you. One of the quotes I love by you. And say anyone could grow weed, but there's not many people who could grow good weed.
We want you to grow good
weed. Not anybody. Okay. I can't. I have tried. Really can't. I can cultivate. I can do almost anything to most plants except for that one. Okay. I cannot.
You know, it can be tricky. It's weird. They'll grow nothing sometimes, but to really get the good craft stuff that people want. You know, we want to help get you those techniques. There's certain, growing, techniques, or there's maybe a certain nutrient line that you may like better if you're going to try to go organic. And we're eventually going to do some competitions, within this home grow community, for the home growers that they can, you know, they want to showcase what they've grown. We're a little early right now. So we want to be able to have people get in, to, you know, or get growing so that they can then participate in this. But competitions are coming. We're definitely working on those. They're probably not at this 420 event, but in the future, in the next few months, we will be integrating some.
It's just growing. It keeps just growing.
How would you judge the competition?
So usually how the judging kits work is, you would submit like an ounce for instance, and then you take that ounce and you break it down into 1 gram, samples, and then a judging kit will have multiple samples from different growers, and then they would smoke it and tell you the effects or the flavors or how they felt and stuff after. So it's cool. And High Times and other groups have been doing it forever. But we want to introduce it here into the community in Ohio. And I mean, we're working with all growers. You know, like I said, we are real growers for real growers. So showcasing the product that you grew to be proud of is something that's really exciting for whether you're a new grower or an old grower, it's bragging rights, you know, like you got the best stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, we want to help people. We want everyone to have such good stuff that it's, you know, we're splitting hairs between who's the best and the best because, you know, this is a community. We want to just help everyone out.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. I remember the first time I got a call from this guy. It went to voicemail. And I listened to it and he said, "Hey, this is Johnny Cannabis." I'm like, "Man, whoever's calling Johnny Cannabis, whatever name that is, I'm calling this dude back." And I'm glad I did. And I've learned so much, you know, since I've been just involved with you for this short period of time. And it's unbelievable, like the amount of people that's like, it's like prohibition is over and like all these people that are like just, you know, coming out with it now, you know, that you would have never known.
Well,
it's exciting. I mean, it's like,
you're right.
It is definitely exciting.
There's a lot of people that have been on the underground that have been there for a long time and now they can come into the light and showcase what they've been doing. There's tons of breeders and growers and just knowledgeable people that want to just show the skills,
their personal knowledge, because everybody's different.
Everyone's techniques are different. And they just want to showcase. But on the other side of the coin, there's so many new growers that just want to get involved and just, you know, work with the plant. So most people, it's been growing cannabis has been such an esoteric thing that probably 90% of the people out there, or 95, haven't even seen the plant itself.
It's been the forbidden fruit.
Yeah,
it is literally blown my mind away. Some of the people that's came to me and it's like, Jeremy, I'm actually going to grow. So I'm like, it's just shocking. I'm like,
right.
That's
come
awesome.
On, Grandma. What, you know, really, it's blowing my mind away. Just,
yeah. You know what's a funny story? I was at the dispensary a couple months ago before everything became like we're Ohio legal, aside from medical. And I'm sitting there waiting for them to say my name, and out walks a patient. And I look up, and it's my son's choir teacher, like music and choir teacher. Now, my son's 13. She was also the music teacher since my daughter, who is 17 now. Mm-hmm. And I've never, like, once. And I'm just like, hey. And she goes, hey. Funny to see you here. I was like, it's not funny at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like you said, how much more open and
exciting.
It is. I mean, it's really exciting. We've actually become a lot cooler also, parent to teacher relationship.
Nice. And not only the just the community coming out, but also, like you said, law enforcement and city officials. Springfield has been wonderful to deal with because they're taking this that is a serious manner.
This is actually a big learning experience. You know, mm-hmm. I think Springfield's going to be kind of on the cutting edge now with, you know, how to, you know, enforce mm-hmm. and, you know, how to go about the law that passed. I mean,
you know, a friend of mine, Tim Johnson, works down at the State House regularly. He's former law enforcement, so he understands that
I'm
world.
So sorry.
And he just says that the police force doesn't have the required education for legalization. And that's unfortunate because they need to be teaching all the rules and regulations to all the agencies throughout the state so that they know what they're, you know, is now legal. So even though it's not coming from the state down, I love trying to educate and help local officials understand what is legal. Because I don't like to call myself an expert, but I'm definitely a specialist.
You're definitely, I'll say you're an expert.
Thanks.
Yeah, you came in to Springfield and you educated a lot of us.
I was happy to do so, you know, and people, I had everyone's attention, you know, this is an exciting time. This is getting a lot of headlines throughout the state of Ohio and nationally. Ohio's been waiting a long time to have this freedom of home grow, and we have recreational too. So that's how we have all these extra freedoms now with this new program, because recreational is legal, and that's going to make, you know, the market's going to get a lot larger here. So the local officials and law enforcement need to know and understand how much a person's allowed to legally have on them, because even though it's legal, you can't just do anything you want. There are still rules within the legality that you have to follow as far as how much you have on you, how many plants you're allowed to have.
It's so new. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, they think, oh, we're legal. They can do whatever they want. Like you said, it's so far away from that right now.
We want to keep people from getting in trouble. You know, we don't want anybody getting wrapped up anymore for cannabis than they've already had over the years, because it's just unnecessary. So part of our demo class is the first thing we go over is the rules and regulations are just able to, you know what they're not going to get in trouble for. And that's the most important.
Yeah. Huh. I know to myself, I am definitely looking forward to this event. I know the outreach from the community. I mean, I can't believe it. And the surrounding communities. I'm wondering where some of these people are getting my phone number at. I'm like, yeah, go to ohiocannabis.com, man. Go, you know, I'm sending everyone your way, Johnny.
Nice.
And we'll just,
you know, we've had such a response because of the way that people know me and they trust me. And those that are just meeting me, I earn their trust right away because they see the type of events we put on and they see the type of information we put out, and they know that they can trust what we're doing because we're trying to lead everyone down the right path.
Yeah. When you first came to me, you know, I was very, very hesitant because, as you know, I am actually the trustee here at Springfield. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I don't know about that. You know, I'm a newly elected trustee. It's all I really need. And I kind of, I went to Springfield and, you know, I got their opinion, and our chief of police, he's phenomenal. He's been, fantastic. He didn't even tell me. He looked you up. I mean, and he went to
the police do the research.
Oh, listen, he went to your event.
Yeah, undercover.
He went to your event. I didn't even know it.
And I didn't know it either, but you know what? He was impressed with the way that we presented ourselves because
you're a class act.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, we want to keep people safe. We want to get you access to genetics so you can start your own grow. And genetics, again, are seeds, cuttings, or clones that you can, you know, start your own plants with. And education, you know, there's so many new people. I've also worked in my buddy's grow shop up in Cleveland, the indoor gardener, you know, for 4 years. So we have the knowledge and we're really trying to pass this on to the masses. You know, I want to teach thousands of people how to grow pounds of weed because it's your legal right now.
Wow. So how many, like just go over real quick, like if there's two people living in a house, mm-hmm. how many?
Yeah, so legally right now, and these are always subject to change, and they may change things in the future within the program. It is a flexible program through the legislation. But right now, you're allowed to have 6 plants per person, 12 per household. Now, that doesn't designate 6 flowering plants, which is where you're getting the actual bud from, or 6 vegetative plants. We're working on trying to get better language clarified to keep home growers safe because you need to have your next set of plants ready to go in place when you harvest your crop and when it's ready for flower, the end of flower. So we want to make sure that people can have as many plants as they need to keep that 6 plant flowering count per person viable. Because having a perpetual grow is important to keep your medicine. And at the end of the day, even though this is now prohibition is over, this is medicine to people. People use this for pain and anxiety. Just because you had a long day, you want to relax, you know. You know, and you can make edibles with everything, but you can't sell them.
I mean, what I learned also. So you can't just grow the plants outside, or can you have to have them in a greenhouse?
So in Ohio, you are legally allowed to grow them outdoors, but you do have to have them in a greenhouse, which has a secure lock on it. Now that may change in the future, but for people to have outdoor legal access is amazing because not all states have that. And growing outdoors, I mean, Ohio is a beautiful state. We have a great grow year, you know, from now it's like June 1st to like the end of October, but you know, people are going to be really excited to get sun-grown cannabis, which is different than indoor.
Is that like the stuff that you know had in high school?
Well,
is that
it's going to be better than that. It's good, you know, when you grow, you have the ability to have fresh cannabis, and when you have the fresh stuff, there's nothing like it. And if you can cure it properly after you harvest, and you get to keep the terpenes. The terpenes are what smells and gives you the aroma. And there's so many different aromas that cannabis has. But, you know, the sun-grown, you don't have to worry about paying an electric bill or, you know, certain things comparatively to indoors. And so sun-grown cannabis is it's the same plant.
Huh.
You could take the plant can go indoors or outdoors, but outdoors, obviously, you know, you get free energy. You do have to worry about deer and stuff like that eating it. But yeah. It's exciting times for sure.
All right, Johnny. Well, is there anything else you can think of?
You know, let me think. I don't think so. I think, you know, just stay tuned to everything. Like I said, we're going to be doing these every month, throughout the state of Ohio. And, one other thing, you know, this is only going to be genetics and information. So no product will be sold at these, no flower concentrates or edibles.
It's really a learning, like a good opportunity to learn.
To learn and then to get access to genetics. So that, because how else do you get the plants to start? You know, you can buy it online. It's legal to buy it online. So, you know, by bringing the home grow community together, this isn't a commercial application. We're just small home growers trading genetics amongst ourselves so that new growers can get in and legally grow.
So a lot of the people, the vendors will have like seeds and clones
there's a lot of, like, not all 100 vendors are clone vendors. We have art vendors and crystals. We have This my buddy Alex makes these amazing carpet designs where he like weaves them and stuff and makes like really cool carpets. There's apparel. There were soaps at the last one. There's all kinds of vendors, but a good portion.
Soaps, huh?
Yeah, that's well, they didn't have any THC or anything in them. They were just, like they had, hemp? Yeah, they were hemp or soaps like, with the aroma. So, you know, they, there's going to be a lot of vendors offering clones and yeah, they'll have them, whether you wanted to start from a seed or from a clone, there's good and bad to both. Not bad, but it's just a different style. Yeah. Clones usually kind of give you a quicker head start to get going. And they will be able to have access to genetics like that. So we'll our friend Remix unfortunately had to leave.
She's to have kids that they were fun. They're fun. Yeah.
So we're back now. We kept her longer than we thought. But we're happy to we're just wrapping things up now. And anything else you'd like to say as far as 420, your mama wolf?
Make sure you come. Because we want to have all these beautiful women of all types, all kinds, come see us at the 420 booth. And also, get your mama wolf work stuff.
Yeah, she's got really cool
stuff. She's got
cool
some
merch.
Really cool stuff. And there's some stuff that she's bringing that she has not launched on the website yet. Mm-hmm. So it'll be here to see first. So definitely come check everything out. It's going to be a good time. Lots of fun.
I mean, as of for the venue, so I have a feeling there's going to be more people that want to come than what we do parking. So, I mean, I'm going to really try to, you know, organize a parking so we could, you know, really pack you guys in. So, but listen, you guys, come early, you know, it officially starts at 4:20.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool, but you know, if you want to come early, you know,
we're going to put you to work if you come early. Right,
don't come too early. But I'm sure people start lining up around 3, and that's cool. Okay. You know, we do have, you get your tickets online. Tickets are $30, and they get you access to the vendors, the demo classes, and all the entertainment, the show, the concert, the fireworks all day long. And then, again, the camping is available for an extra $40 on top of that. But yeah, you know, come hang out. It's going to be a great time. You can get your tickets online, but we will also take cash at the door. And, you know, just I want to say thank you to you for hosting everything. We had just met a friend of ours, Tia, introduced us and we kind of hit it off right away.
Yeah, we hit it off.
This guy's a great guy. He's been great to work with. And this is fun doing all this.
Like I said, you know, you left that message. It's Johnny Cannabis. I'm like, that's cool ass. Yeah. Gonna call this guy back. Yeah. And,
so thanks again for everything you've done and hosting all this. And it's gonna be a great time. I mean, this is a historic thing, a very legendary thing for the first ever OhioCannabis.com Festival and Farmers Market of 2024.
And I really appreciate, you know, you bringing this great, you know, opportunity to the park here. And it's gonna be exposed to a lot of people that would never even know this place was here.
And,
the locals do.
The locals do. Yeah, she's a local, and I'm excited.
Like to bring so many more people together. Like the cannabis community brings your tribe together, and I believe that. Like the way that you guys met together, and how I with you, same thing. Yeah. I seen that you were part of with Sunny, and I'm like, he's an Ohio guy. This is a person I need to connect with.
Yeah, and it's been great.
It's been a good time.
It's been a great time with everyone. One other thing I will say is that so we did have a special poster created for this. It's a circus-esque type poster. It's very
cool. Oh, that is cool poster. Yeah,
it's got me as the showman in the middle and all the different entertainment surrounding us and the different features of the special appearances. So it's a very cool special poster that we have created,
and the theme, you know, you got the circus theme going on.
I wanted a 420 Willy Wonka circus, and that's what we're gonna have.
That's what you created.
But we're gonna have these posters available. We have them printed up. We have them available as a limited edition prints. We'll have available at the merch booth. We also have some really cool cannabis coins. So there's a mint out of Cincinnati, Ohio, the Osborne Mint. And they've been around since, I think, 1857.
Oh, cool.
And they make, like, coins, like copper, gold, silver, like real coins. And they have had a cannabis coin collection for the last few years. And I've had them, and then I reached out to them to be a sponsor for these, and they loved it. So we actually have copper commemorative coins from Osborne Mint out of Cincinnati with, they have a cool weed design on the one side, and the other side has my festival and farmers market logo.
Oh, that, listen, that is really too cool.
Yeah.
It's so, I want a pure silver one.
I want a coin.
I want a silver
I'm working
one,
on yeah. the silver ones are coming soon. So I'm a collector. I'm into weird stuff
love,
like that.
I know. I love coins.
Yeah. So it's just people love a tangible commemorative thing mm-hmm. for a big thing like this.
Reminds me of going to like SeaWorld back in the day and you use your little penny and get your little SeaWorld.
Yeah. Coin. So we got cool posters and really cool coins and other merch and stuff. And it's going to be a great time. So come check us out. We got a lot. I think you're going to be very impressed. We've had nothing but rave reviews thus far. And this has taken everything tenfold where we've already done. So definitely come check us out.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, hey, this is Johnny Cannabis here with Remix, and we are going to kick it off on 420 at 420 for the first annual Farmers Cannabis Market. And yep. You guys better be here. See you.
See you guys.
Peace.